In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, Saint Mary Magdalene de Pazzi. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The saint that we honor in today's liturgy is Saint Mary Magdalene de Pazzi, Virgin, and she was from Italy, in the region of Florence, and she entered the Carmelite order, became a Carmelite nun. But she, her life as religious, and even before she entered religious life was marked by ecstasies and visions, and in this there have been many interesting things that were revealed to her. Saint Mary Magdalene said that those who had ecstasies and visions needed them more than those who didn't, because they needed it for, because they were so unworthy that they needed these extra things to help them on the path to sanctity. And she said that, of course, in her great humility. And the monastery that she entered, she chose because they had a practice of that time of daily Holy Communion, which was not common in that period. She was born in 1566, and she died in 1607. And the Carmelite monastery she entered had the practice of daily Holy Communion, which, of course, didn't happen for the whole church up until recent times under the pontificate of Pope Pius X. And one of the things that one of the famous visions she had was Jesus appeared to her, and he was offering her two crowns, a crown of flowers or a crown of thorns. And he kept pushing teasingly the crown of flowers towards her, but she chose the crown of thorns. And Jesus said to her, I kept calling you, but you did not answer. And St. Mary Magdalene de Pazzi answered to Jesus, you didn't call loud enough. You didn't call loud enough. And the slightest things, I mean the simplest things, would set her off into an ecstasy of the love of God. Even one time she was looking at an apple, and in looking at that apple, she went into an ecstasy of God's love, remarking how from all eternity God had planned to create that apple for as a sign of his love for her, that she may partake of that fruit in its sweetness, and in that think and reflect upon him. And in this, you know, she teaches us, even in the simplest things around us that we have every day, are a sign of God's love for us, and the beauty of God, and the goodness of God, and his, and that from all eternity he has thought to give us these good things as a sign of his love for us, and to give us that that joy in him. And she had some very terrifying visions as well, and terrifying visions of especially of hell and of certain souls who had fallen into hell. She had visions. And of course, this is private revelation, but she had a vision when Elizabeth the First, the successor to the throne of England after Henry the Eighth, after her sister died, who persecuted the church terribly in England and put many martyrs to death, she had a vision of her death and that she had of her falling into hell. And of course, it's a private revelation, but it's very interesting that she was all the way in Italy and knew when Elizabeth died. She was accurate on the day that she died and had this vision of her falling into hell. above all, we can see in Margaret Mary, Saint Mary Magdalene can teach us to see in the simplest things around us a sign of God's love for us and His goodness, from the sunsets to trees to flowers to whatever is around us. We can see all these things as a sign of the infinite love of God, and in that love, calling us closer to Him. He permitted her to go through a very a long period of aridity and dryness, and took all sense of all spiritual delight away from her, that she was in a constant state of aridity and dryness. But in this, He told her that it is at this time that I am closest to you and nearest to you. So may she too teach us to persevere in those times of dryness and aridity, and in the same way Jesus is close to us. Today's gospel reminds us once again that when Jesus calls us, perhaps we have imperfections and faults and flaws, as we see in the gospel where the apostles were arguing who was the greatest and who was the greatest. And in this, Jesus teaches us by their example to persevere, that they became great saints for His honor and glory, and we too, daily keeping our hearts and our eyes upon Him, will become great saints. May our Blessed Mother grant us that grace to become great saints for Jesus, and in all things see an opportunity to show our love for Him, who in so many ways shows His love for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.